This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Hayabusa, the leader in combat sports gear. Get 20% off with code MMA Nuts at HayabusaFight.com. HostGator, save up to 50% off VPS and dedicated hosting with code MMA45. FanDuel.com, 100% deposit bonus with code MMA Nuts. Visit ProtectTheBet.com and save 20% with code MMA Nuts. Get 15% off with code MMA Nuts at DefenseSoap.com. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 262.
262.
My name is Eagle Weigel.
Welcome to the MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
I don't know what just happened there.
He fucking just sped it out on us. Fucking something.
Yeah.
Words. He's having the problem I was talking about a couple days ago.
Like, I'm trying to say things and they're not happening.
Yeah.
So.
It happens sometimes.
It does.
It's a blood moon, right?
I think it's like maybe you have some kind of airborne viral thing and it's rubbing off on me.
It's called AIDS.
Nice. Perfect. I prefer my AIDS to be delivered rectally, though.
Yeah. Well, I can take care of that.
No, that's
I have syringes.
Right. Okay. So.
Speaking of syringes.
Yes.
UFC Fight Night, Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there was no drug testing.
Nope.
Who do you want to talk about first? Hall versus Musashi?
Sure.
What happened? You said someone died, right?
Well, I can't believe Musashi took that spinning back kick to the chin.
And,
I mean, he got wobbled,
yeah.
And then he took a knee, and he still didn't get knocked out. I mean, that guy's got a Jesus crazy Christ. Chin. So, I mean, the first round, there was a lot of holding down of Uriah Hall, and like you had said, he was looking better off his back.
He threw up subs and... defending. I think that Musashi had the rear naked choke near the end of the first round. And
able to defend.
You know, it looked like Hall's mental game has stepped up because that was the fault in the before on him was that he was too nice.
Yeah.
Now it seems like he's putting it together.
He got his game together. So, I mean, once he got the distance and standing and had some room to work, I mean, you saw he put quick end to that thing. I would question that perhaps that was even stopped slightly late. I don't know. Gegard was complaining, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was defending himself well or not, but I don't know.
I think it's a legit stoppage. It was just, I don't think he was throwing the spinning back kick to the face. Just Musashi happened to duck down into it right when it was coming.
And
it was
right on the chin.
The perfect storm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
Ouch.
Fuck! And then that flying knee behind it.
That was flushing. Yeah,
death head. Upon death.
So, Hall looking good. I don't know if he can string it together, like you said, with his mental game. If everything's on point, that guy's got the physical skills to be a champ, I think. You know, but we'll have to see how that goes.
And then we had the main event with Barnett and
Big
Roy
country.
Nelson. And Barnett, a slim 239, way down from his last fight. Yeah. He's 13 pounds lighter than... when he fought Travis Brown. And I don't know if it's 2 years later.
Sans drug testing.
Or did he just want to focus on cardio? It looked like he wanted to focus on cardio and make it a grind you down kind of fight. And were you entertained by the said fight?
I would say not as much as I wanted to be. How about you?
It was weird. There was a lot of clinch work, but it wasn't... There was only maybe a couple times where I fast-forwarded through the fight. It wasn't that Randy Couture gets you up against the cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was actually work being done for the most part. And it was interesting. I wish we could have seen more on the ground.
Nelson
got a couple takedowns and it looked like some shit was going on. And you know, I remember Barnett going for, like, a heel hook at some point. Like, oh, he's got a leg. Oh, what's going on? Oh, there's more here. And there's some shit going down. And I think the takeaway is really Barnett's clinch work. His cardio, he was throwing lots of crazy shit when he had him up against the cage, too, like between elbows, uppercuts, knees, and then he hit him with a huge, like, left body kick where he stepped into it and whack into Nelson. Like,
Nelson was throwing freaking high kicks.
Yeah, he threw a head kick.
That was exciting.
Like, goddamn, these guys are warriors, man. They're
crazy.
Just fucking going at it. Quite a battle.
Yeah. Barnett got performance of the night, I think, on that one.
He should have. And there was a funny thing said between rounds 4 and 5 in Roy Nelson's corner. They said, he's outworking you. And Roy goes, no shit, Sherlock. Hey, he's dying. Like, man, can this guy just lose 50 pounds or something? He still bothers me with the gut.
Yeah.
Still bothers me.
You think there's 50 pounds there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look how much it hangs over. There's got to be at least 50.
Probably.
I love to see him at 205. You just
chin, nobody could knock him out. He could just walk forward with the chin
and use the jiu-jitsu. Like who at 205 is going to give him trouble? Nobody.
John Jones.
I'd love to see that matchup at 205, not at heavyweight.
No.
But John does say he wants to move up the heavyweight. I think he wants to want one or two at light, and then he's going to want up the heavyweight. He's still pretty young.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun to see.
I dig it.
Anything else to say about this card?
There was just the one-sided destruction by Diego Brandão. Just came out and railroaded his opponent. Just one and done. He's looked like a world beater in that fight. But yeah, overall, you know, the card was okay for being free.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain. Could be better.
No, and speaking of Barnett, I don't know if I'd mentioned this before that, you know, he's been doing that Metamoris shit a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, the one matchup I would like to see is, what about Barnett versus Paul Harris? You think they could do that in Metamoris?
They could, but that's a huge weight difference, I think. Isn't Paul Harris like 50 pounds lighter?
But you want to talk about leg locks. Like, let these guys go after each other's legs and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Because technically, fighting weight, it's like 70 pounds. So, I know, like, he's not going to cut weight.
Well,
Morris,
he's not cutting. So, what is Paul Harris going to come in? Maybe 200? 210?
205. So, it's a good 30, 40 pounds at least.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of weight.
Hey, but my technique's so
and
good.
He's short and stocky.
They call me Tocchino.
Yeah, Tocchino, yeah.
I'm very good. I'll rip your leg off.
That'd be cool.
He's from Italy, too. I've got an Italian accent for him.
Nice.
That works out. We'll move right along. Let's hit some news.
The news.
Free Nick Diaz, Ingo. Just free him.
Brought to you by marijuana.com. Yeah. I mean, what?
He's got over 60,000 signatures now on the White House petition.
Yeah.
Be interesting for it to hit 100, but, you know, the White House will never respond like typical. Anything that, it's such a joke of a website, but at least it's showing you how much interest is there.
Well, they have the Pope in town this week, so they're busy. They'll get back to us.
They won't.
Once the Pope leaves.
We're going to, and then what we really want is the federal government to get involved and create a fucking uniform. I don't want the government anywhere near. I'm joking when I say this because I've heard some people in MMA media talking about, we need a federal oversight committee to fucking spearhead the entire combat sports world. No. Let's not do that.
No.
Because it's only the more bureaucracy you get in this, the worse we're going to make it.
It'd be better if it was a union or something.
Yeah. Just a fighters union to fight against these fucking bullshit commissions. And then still contact the governor. I think it was Brian Sandoval.
Of Hawaii. I mean,
Nevada's.
Oh, Nevada.
Here's his contact info again. Telephone number, email form. Put it in the show notes again. Keep hammering calls, emails. Let's get these fuckers out.
Yeah, man, I'm all about it because we can't be having them fuck up our sport.
No, and I mean, some people, like the Huffington Post, posted a couple articles along the same lines, too, about how a raw deal he got. And it was really Ronda Rousey being so vocal about it when she didn't have to, which is great. And raising the altitude of this topic to everybody.
Oh, sure.
God damn. And I wish more fighters would step up. Wish more would say, I'm not going to fight in Nevada. We only had three, and then, you know, it seems like the issue's already dying down.
Yeah.
Like, this MMA, it's like, we're good for, like, 2 days. Like, fuck it, NSAC, fuck you, fuck you. I'm done.
That's how all the news is, though.
If you What's watch, the next like, thing they
CNN,
get angry
Fox,
at?
Fox, whatever, they get you for a day or two and something, and then it's over, and then it's the next thing, you know? That's all. We have short attention spans as humans. Tiny. And I think with all the tablets and all the nonsense, like now YouTube generation, there's even less. So back in the old days, there was like three channels and you just watch whatever was on.
Yeah. Like you had to physically be there to see it. You know, none of this recording shit. When you first got a VCR, that thing was the shit. Like I could record and watch this later. What kind of wizardry is this?
That's right.
You're a fucking witch. You're
exactly.
a witch. So
yeah,
got that going on. And then, you want to talk about this Vitor Belfort stuff? Let's get into, like, the dirty shit first.
The dirtiness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, there was some, I think it's Deadspin, is it Deadspin.com that broke this first? Something about, there was an email from the UFC regarding Vitor Belfort Labs levels back in UFC 152.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours, or not even an hour later, they sent another email saying disregard the previous email because they had written something about flagged for like abnormal numbers kind of thing. And we had started talking about this before we taped, and his levels were like supposedly 2.5 times that of a normal like male his age, which I found unusual. But you had said what?
Well, in defense of Vitor Belfort,
of course,
and drug use.
Of course.
I'm the advocate for,
of course, you are,
steroids and testosterone. He was in the level. Like the range is, I believe it's 300 to 1200. His testosterone was within that range. And I believe this is back when a time when testosterone replacement therapy was legal, and they were giving out therapeutic use exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you have the UFC testing it, then that's raising a question of, well, they shouldn't be testing it, because then that puts them in that awkward spot of, well, what if he's 1500 and you're the commission now? Like, you need to be hands off with this, because you don't want people saying you're hiding drug test results and then putting another athlete in danger, like a John Jones. Again, here's John Jones getting fucked over by somebody, where you're letting a fighter who's juiced to the tits fight against him. You know, that guy's gotten like some of the rawest deals in the UFC.
John Jones?
Yeah.
Well,
they blame the cancellation of 151 on him. And I mean, some of it's his fault, yes, and some of it's not. Cocaine drug test, it didn't need to be tested.
Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm sorry while you're talking. Yeah. So it was 1,038 nanograms of testosterone.
Yeah, so he's in the range.
And the average is like 700 for a male in his age. And then
but
something
he could
was
be,
off.
He could be in the, to defend him, well, he could be that high, naturally.
He could. Well, his free testosterone was labeled as like abnormally high, too. 47.7 PG per mLs.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2.5 times where a man his age should be.
Well, are they hiding? Because then I think the big question is the UFC hiding it?
Probably.
There's something fishy going on, because if they accidentally send that out to a bunch of people and then their legal department says, hey, motherfucker, you weren't supposed to get this.
Nope.
And if you publish this, we're going to sue your ass. We're going to sue your parents. We're going to fucking rape. There we go again. We're going to take care of business is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Then that makes me think.
Now you got me thinking about rape again.
I didn't mean to say that. I don't want to go down that path again. But it makes me think that they're doing something nefarious.
Really?
Does that make sense?
You don't say. Because in the interest of the UFC is only one thing, which is cash money, baby.
Well,
so
I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to pull Belfort out of that fight?
No, he's within his legal,
right?
He's within the limits. They have the thing that makes no sense to me. A guy who gets on TRT doesn't have naturally high testosterone, right?
He shouldn't.
Okay. So that those two don't make sense to me together.
You're right. It goes back to, I think he was approved to use it at that time.
The
it
blue
was
vials?
Legal. Yes. Well, and even along those same lines, look at when Anderson Silva fought Nick Diaz. Didn't he fail a drug test for steroids prior to the fight with Nick Diaz, but yet he still fought Nick Diaz?
Yep.
And I believe it's because they claim, this is Nevada State Athletic Commission, claim they didn't get the test results back in time.
Convenient.
Yeah. So you're going to fuck him over once and let him fight a guy juiced to the tits and then fuck him on the drug test results. But, you know, that is what it is. This topic is the UFC doing shit they're not supposed to be. Like hiding drug test results.
Of course they are. Why wouldn't they?
Allegedly.
lawyers come knocking.
Yes. It's all alleged right now.
Alleged.
But it's definitely curious at best.
I have a guy that I know who definitely thinks the UFC is fucking with shit. He tells me all the time. He knows for a fact.
Well, then why do you hire USADA to do all this? And again, questionable.
Smoke and mirrors.
Like when you start talking about that Mayweather stuff in USADA. Another thing, it's like raising red flags.
They
again.
Got an official name and a title and an acronym. They must be legit.
Yeah. Well, why even test for drugs if we're not going to...
Exactly. Just don't test.
Right.
Okay, just let them do
it. We can't do it right.
You can fight it, fight time. It doesn't matter what you're taking.
Or just both agree we're gonna put everything we can in our bodies. You cool with that? I'm cool with that. All right. Let's fucking scrap.
Oh, it'd be even better if they could agree upon a predetermined dollar amount to spend on something.
Yes, like, here's what we're going to agree to spend.
That's it.
It's actually really cheap, though. Testosterone, like, you can get a, goddamn, I don't know how many months supply. It's a 3 to 4 month supply for about $100. Legally.
Oh, but they're not just doing that.
Stacking.
You need all kinds of shit. EPO, yes. And HGH.
Yeah.
And
well, then we start talking into that stuff.
Insulin.
Then the dollar amount goes way up.
Because insulin is a big one, right? People use.
I don't know. I'm not all into all the drugging, but.
That's good.
It's very curious.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Yes. So as we're moving along here, we're talking about Anderson Silva.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Putting out there that he wants to fight Michael Bisping for his next fight.
Yes, I like it.
Like, oh, we've been advocating this fight for a while. Michael Bisping has accepted. He said, just don't bring your fucking dick hard juice, and we're all good here.
No hard-ons.
Yes. I love it. Love it. Fight on, Michael Bisping.
Oh, my God.
Anderson Silva. You know, the sad thing is, I think Bisping's got a shot now. We're
sure.
Pre-Weidman, no way.
Well, the aura is, you know.
Yeah.
That was part of it. That was, yeah. I think that was a good 60 to 70% of it was people were afraid of him. So,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you just see back, like way back what he did to Rich Franklin. Mm-hmm. Man, all the rearranging his nose, not once, but twice.
Yep.
Like, fuck, come on. That's not right.
Forrest Griffin, all, you know.
I mean, you can just go down the line of all the people he's wrecked. What else you got?
Oh, well, Donald Cerrone was on the Rogan podcast this week, which we can talk about in a second, but I want to show you. I'm sure
drinking a nice, ice-cold Budweiser.
he gets cases, well, looks like pallets of Budweiser products delivered amongst, as well as Monster Energy drinks.
Good for him, man.
To his place in the middle of nowhere that's heated only by propane.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? They said if someone leaves a propane on at night, it's a $1,500 bill the next day to heat that fucker. Can we get a better heating source out there?
Doesn't make sense. Well,
or a cable? He said he has like shitty internet, like a modem or something. If he wants to download a podcast, it takes all night.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's just whatever.
Well, he's cowboy,
busy,
man.
He's busy doing other things.
He's probably like one of the most real people out there. And he's even saying like, he loves the Diaz brothers because you know where you stand with those fuckers. It's just straight up,
right? In the street, we're throwing down.
Right. Because then you were talking about him fighting Nate Diaz, and what did he say?
He said Nate got in his head. That's fucked him up, that fight. Nate got in his head and just went downhill from there. So, and you could see it in that third round. Like, you know,
he Nate, was fucked.
How they both come out, and Nate's like, what's up, Stockton? And he's like, yeah, Stockton, all right.
like, fuck, I got one more round. I'm cooked. All right. My turkey is done. I got nothing left.
I mean, he survived it, but it wasn't pretty.
No.
So, he seems like a cool dude. I don't know, you know, I know you have your reservations about guys who aren't, like, all about, you know, being in shape for a fight and all that. He seems like he comes and goes. It depends on his mood, right? He'll take time off from training. He drinks a lot of beers and goes.
Well, he makes good points as to, you know, why can't you have fun? Because look at some of these fighters where it's just, they're so, like, take a GSP, for example.
Yeah. Obsessive.
How, like, dialed in he is. And even Rich Franklin, to this day, still weighing out food when we talk to him. Like, what are you, you're not even fucking fighting anymore. You're weighing out your foods and training.
He wants to look good.
I get that, but goddamn, like, you have to have some fun and at least. From that standpoint, yes, Cowboy's drinking and he's doing all these things, but he's enjoying his life while he's still young. You can't just waste, you know, whatever it is, trying to be the best ever. So
he's talking about fighting Fedor on this podcast, and he was
he's
serious.
Like, wouldn't you want to? I'll fucking fight him
Why
tomorrow.
Not? Let's go.
God damn. Okay. You're giving up a lot of weight,
and
though.
He probably
it's
would
way
fight.
Too
he
much.
Probably would.
He's probably like 170 fighting a. I don't even know what Fedor is. Yeah. Solid 240 now.
Yeah,
solid.
Fedor looks good.
Yeah,
speaking of Fedor, what do you got to say about that?
Rumored to be making $2.5 million for this New Year's Eve fight in this new organization.
Yes, which is going broke the next day.
I was gonna say, do you think they're overpaying? Holy fuck, $2.5 million. Yeah. I think that's like guaranteed show money too.
Wow. Well, you know what? In Japan, though, right? He probably has a shot at making that kind of dough.
Well, I just wonder how many seats are you selling? Or are you charging for a pay-per-view? Well, it's not on pay-per-view because it's going to Spike.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know that.
That was the reason why they had that big announcement.
They're not going to do a pay-per-view for it? I didn't know
that. It's being
that.
Shown on Spike, so unless Spike's picking up some of that bill.
Hmm.
That's a good question. Because you were telling me, like, the Bellator Dynamite, how many views? This is all going to tie together.
Yeah, yeah. I think 800,000 views. Yeah, 800,000 they for Dynamite. And then the gate was pretty good. That's the largest gate ever, 11,000. You know, so they like, good and bad. 800,000 is not a lot for a TV show, for free TV.
No, but I think it was because of who's headlining. You have Tito versus a no-name in my book, McGeary.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know him, but you look at the Tito versus Bonner did pretty well. The Shamrock, Ken Shamrock versus Kimbo Slice did really well. But, you know, it's just that it's name recognition at that point.
It's tough, yeah.
And if you bring Fedor in and you're putting him on Spike, if Fedor versus anybody?
Yeah, they'll draw. Over a million, easy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gauge where. I guess it depends. Fedor versus Kimbo, that seems to be make the most sense to me as far as, like, if you want to draw, I mean, I probably would have put that on pay-per-view, though. I don't want to give that one away. There's so much money to be made. Yeah. People want to see that freak show.
I wonder if it's an online pay-per-view.
Hmm. Maybe.
That would be good.
But that's, yeah, Fedor is 1.5 for sure. Plus some.
Mm-hmm.
But paying him $2.5 million.
To fight who, though? That's the question.
Yeah.
They still haven't announced it.
I don't know.
It's like a couple months away.
Exactly.
It's October already.
Everybody start training now. Are you going to bring Ken Shamrock?
No. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm trying to think who's available that's not.
Well, you need name power, too.
Yeah.
I don't think you do Fedor versus someone you haven't heard of. It's
got
to be.
I think Randy Couture makes a lot of sense. As much as no, you know,
50
something. You
don't
see, yeah, but, you know.
He said he's more focused on doing his movie star stuff right now.
Probably a lot easier.
you don't have to bust your ass and get up for that fight. I mean, how many years ago would that fight have made sense? Five, you know?
Yeah. Five.
Something like that.
Ten.
Ten, exactly.
Perhaps.
It's been a while, yeah. So.
Time flies in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Well, I know you like Johnny Hendricks, and
dude,
you know, he's fighting
Big Rig
Tyron Woodley here at UFC 192 next weekend, and basically said that the fans are the ones who cost him his shot at the title again. What do you think about this?
How is that possible?
Because the fans have been polled and said they don't want to see him fight for the title again.
Whatever. So, yeah, well, that's a bad thing to say out loud. Then you're going to piss off the fans. Oh, yeah, motherfucker? I'm not rooting for you anymore.
Again, he's not helping himself.
No.
You know, he's...
It's a shame.
Becoming unfan-friendly. He looked so good before he got anywhere near the title shot where, you know, you look at how he killed Martin Kapman with a knockout and John Fitch with a knockout. He was knocking fools out. And then he fights for the title. Arguably beats GSP. I would say, yeah.
The hit rubbed off on Hendricks. GSP's juice or whatever it is.
His aura.
Fucked him up.
Of invincibility.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, you look to the guy that's in your weight class, and how has he been winning? Decisioning people.
Mm-hmm.
Just fighting smart, but not always entertaining. Just doing what he needs to do to win the round. So it's almost like he's point fighting.
Yep.
And that was not Johnny Hendricks' style before that, mm-hmm. and now he's trying to be that. And then you add that on to saying shit like this about the fans, and like he's gone full heel.
Oh yeah,
I want no part of this guy anymore.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, I think he should just keep his mouth shut and win this fight, and then he can hopefully get a title shot. But what's going to be even worse is if he loses, which I honestly think he probably will by decision.
Tough fight, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they wrestled each other back in the day, and Hendricks won in a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. This is back in college, though, so this
different.
Is way different.
Whole different story.
Way different.
And I think Woodley's, you know, still very dangerous.
Then think about the mindset, too. If you've lost to someone that far ago, that shit's going to be working on me. And Woodley, I'm Willie. That's my fight now. I'm gonna fucking own you because, like, you made me lose what I wanted the most at that time.
Yep.
So, you know, he's probably training a lifetime to get back to the point where I can get back at this motherfucker. Now I'm gonna get it. So I like his chances. I just, again, it goes back to the PR thing of, what are you thinking? You need the fans. You can't blame them.
Fuck your fans
for not getting what you want. Yeah. Like, you put yourself in this position.
Yeah.
Fight entertaining, not point fighting, and the fans will follow. The fans, we smell this shit out, and what you're doing is not good.
Nope.
What else you got? Anything?
I was going to talk about UFC 192 unless you got more.
I got more, but we'll I'll go. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah. I mean, we have Cormier and Gustafsson about to head up for the fake belt.
Until John Jones comes back. Illegitimate. It's like the Conor McGregor belt right now.
Pretty much.
Illegitimate.
They gotta get that done. So but you know, I really like Cormier's chances in this one, simply for the fact that, you know, I think he can take Gustafsson down. I don't know, I think it's gonna be another decision. I feel like this card's gonna be boring. I'm looking at the card going, maybe.
Well, it's those two are scrapping. You got Woodley and Hendricks, Evans and Bader. It could totally be decision.
Evans is, all these guys. Sean Jordan versus Ruslan Magomedov. That could be a decision, too, but Jordan's always exciting.
It's a heavyweight fight. You never know.
And then you got the girls, Jessica Ai versus Juliana Pena, who's Pena is making her, I think this is her first fight back from the injury. She had that knee fucked up?
With and a lot of drama behind that. Yes. Oh, it was a guy trying to do it on purpose, blah, 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 whatever.
That's a tough fight. Because Jessica Ai is from, Ohio.
Is her nickname Brown?
No.
Damn it.
I think she's Hispanic, though. So that would make sense. She could the Jessica Brown Eye.
Nice. We hear all
night. Ba-dum-bum. So, we'll see. I don't really have that much excitement about this upcoming event.
Well, maybe that's when it delivers, right? The ones you don't expect it to, sometimes they deliver.
They do.
But sometimes they are shit. They shit the bed.
Yeah,
we've been on a bad run, and I blame your friend Mike for coming. I don't know if he's invited over, Mike. I'm sorry.
It's his fault.
Son of a
the
bitch.
The last two times?
Yeah. Two of the, well.
Well, the Rousey one, it was only one fight on there we wanted to see.
Right. So, unfortunately, we watched the whole card, though, that day.
Oh, that was brutal.
We tried it. I mean, goddamn, I wish it was a better card, but yeah, you know, this is what it is. We didn't go into it thinking we're going to watch the whole thing.
No. We had alternative plans. We'll see what happens with 192. I'm not expecting great things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. Out of those fights, which one is the most interesting to you? I think it's between the main and co.
Yeah, probably Cormier Gustafsson, I'd say, is definitely my...
Yeah.
Because Gustafsson can certainly give Cormier a lot of trouble. I think it's going to be back and forth, but it could be really good or really boring. I hope they have some exchanges and things go down and nobody gasses. They both have pretty good gas tanks.
Yeah.
Should be a good fight, you know? But I'm not, I don't know, Hendricks versus Wood. It's like when you got all these wrestlers on the card, you never fucking know what's going to happen.
Right,
you know?
Because then it's, I think we're at the point where no one's going to get injured.
Shouldn't. Oh, God. You better knock on some wood. And on Monday morning, in a... in a historic event.
Three of the top fighters. Well, we're at a point, too, where if one of them gets injured, hopefully someone can fight
Step
someone.
In.
Just fucking go up in weight class and fight somebody else.
Yes. Don't be a pussy.
Yes. Don't be a bitch. You're all in different weight classes. We don't give a fuck.
Nope.
Except for, well, the Bader and Evans are 205ers, too. So, whatever. It'll all work out. Let's talk about this Dana White. What's the name of this show I saw? Looking for a Fight. There's this... I don't know if you want to call it a reality show. So it's Dana White, Matt Serra, and Nick the Tooth. And it's on Fight Pass. And this shit's gold. It's fucking gold. Well, Matt Serra doing anything is fucking gold.
Does he swear a lot?
Oh, my God. And he's juiced to the titties.
Okay.
So it's basically these three going around... the United States, and trying to find... They might go other places, I don't know. But they're trying to find you know, top talent for the UFC to sign or be on the next Ultimate Fighter or whatever. So they're going around, and you know, they're doing things and they're eating. So they were fishing and fishing for some alligator fish. So you catch these fuckers and they have teeth. So once you catch them, you got to take a 22 rifle and fucking cap them off the side of the boat. Like, oh, this looks safe. And there's like blood and shit flowing out.
A rifle. I don't know why you have to do that.
I don't know either.
Doesn't
but
make sense.
You don't want them to bite you if they get on the boat.
Oh, I see.
It's like flat thrashing around and then
blow their head off.
Yeah. So. And then they tried to eat them. They're like, oh, this is fucking horrible.
It doesn't taste good?
Someone made them up into, like, some patties, like hash browns or something.
It didn't taste
like,
good?
Like a hockey puck. None of them could stomach it.
Then
they're
why
like,
did they? That's fucked up.
And then they went to some hot dog joint. It was supposed to be the best hot dogs ever. And they're ordering all sorts of crazy stuff. Like, Dana orders one with mac and cheese on it.
What?
Sarah orders some other crazy fucking wiener. And he's like, oh, the best wiener I've ever had. And he's all swell and... And then they end up going to some, I don't know if it was Georgia, some bumblefuck MMA event, and they had met Evander Holyfield and had dinner with him earlier, and like, hey, you know, we'd love to have you out for some UFC event sometime, you know, you've never been to an MMA event, and they said, hey, we're actually going to one tonight, you want to come with us? Like, yeah, sure. So all of them head out to the local MMA event to scout out one of the fighters. And while they're at the fights, one of the guys that's in the cage fighting is a Matt Serra guy.
Okay.
So Serra gives him, like, a pre-fight thing, like, hey, you know, we're here watching, you know, it's a big deal. Try not to make it a big deal. Putting shit tons of pressure on this kid.
But no pressure. Don't
yeah. I go out there and kick some ass.
Yeah.
So as they're sitting there watching the fights, they have the ring announcer there, and he's drinking and getting wasted. And rooting against the Matt Serra fighter.
Okay.
Like, you don't come to Georgia and fight, you're going to fucking lose. Fuck you.
What?
And Matt Serra's behind him going, hey, 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 what are you doing? You know, you're working for this event. You need to be impartial. You can't be rooting for a guy up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the guy's like, you know what, fuck you, and blah, blah, blah. And then it gets, the guy stands up, and Matt Serra's like, no, no, no. So he's like, gets up in his face, like, hey, fuck you. You sit down and you shut the fuck up.
Did
like,
sit down?
My God, what is going on here? They're about to throw down. But Matt Serra's in the right. This guy cannot, one, be drinking at an event when he's working.
Totally crazy.
Two, you can't be rooting against a fighter when you're part of the event. You need to be so impartial. And then three, I guess, Evander's like a devout Christian, so like all this swearing... Like, his mind is melting. Like, here's his first MMA event. Like, all this shit's going down.
This is
like,
crazy.
Oh, my God.
People
what's
are
going
savages.
On?
Yeah, I saw you sent me that. I'm going to have to check that out.
So,
it's about 20 minutes?
About 22 minutes. There's no commercials, no filler, no bullshit. It's just in, out, done.
Sounds like, awesome.
Like, this is the shit.
Are they not putting this on TV ever?
Probably not.
iTunes?
They're swearing and stuff, so.
Put on iTunes. Download that shit.
It was good.
I pay $1.99 for 20 minutes.
It was quality.
You know?
It was quality. I will give them this. So, hopefully there'll be more of that out there.
Sounds like pure gold.
It was.
I might have to go watch that.
You get Matt Serra in anything. Plus, you know, he's just so TRT'd up. If there's anything, like, fight-wise, he's going to fuck some shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Please let him strike or someone. He was a welterweight champion once.
He was. Now he's a heavyweight.
Yes. He'll even admit he is no longer
80 pounds heavier.
Old.
No.
And then let's see what else we got. We had last week we had talked about the Chris Cyborg doing the pole dancing.
Yes.
There is video of said Chris Cyborg doing pole dancing. I may or may not post that. But
was it glorious?
It was shot in weird frames, so I couldn't quite get what I needed out of it.
You needed better zoom. Higher definition, people.
Yes.
I need more closeness.
Yes.
I found another girl you might want to follow.
Ooh.
Gabby Garcia, remember the jiu-jitsu girl?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's lost, like, a shit ton of weight, and she's looking, she had some work done here.
Yes.
And she's looking a little, like, different, so that might be right up your alley. I don't know.
Man for both
she's
of got, these.
She's always wearing, like, shirts that are, like, cut off here.
I'll let them fight for my love.
There you go. That could be brutal. I think she's a little heavier than Cyborg.
I think it depends what the fight is. That's the thing, too. I want to say that Gabby's fighting on the same card that Fedor is, MMA.
Oh, maybe
she's supposed to have an MMA fight,
she's
and I think it's the same one. Because it's in Japan, it's
got
to be that same card. But
interesting. Maybe she's fighting Fedor.
Maybe. She could. It ain't going to work out well, but That's a big bitch. And I say that respectfully.
She's huge. So
ripped too. Like, oh my God, how many steroids are you on? And awesome. Because remember her on The Ultimate Fighter? She's bigger than Wanderlei Silva. And he was juicing titties.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's all good.
Crazy.
That's why everyone should be on the juice. I think the whole, well.
Ride it till the wheels fall off.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the Donald Cerrone way. Does not smoke weed, that guy. Which I find odd.
I think he said he has.
In the past, but not now.
Not now.
Weird. And then, did you see, I don't know if I have this dialed up, but we had, we've always theorized about two little dudes in the UFC fighting a bigger dude. And we had Mighty Mouse and Cub Swanson challenging a sumo wrestler.
I did not see this. You had mentioned this.
And hopefully we get some.
What the fuck?
The two of them trying to fucking work over this. The sumo wrestler's just like, you're so little, I squash.
What the fuck?
So they're both like, oh my God, he's so big. What do we do? How would we beat him? Seeing something like that, I now think that two smaller weight classes of a man fighting a heavyweight in a two versus one match in the UFC, I think the heavyweight destroys the little guys.
Probably.
Like, you couldn't even push that sumo guy. Granted, he's probably 400. I don't know. He was a smaller sumo guy.
Hard to say. He looks smaller than
350.
That. Yeah.
Couldn't even budge him.
But one of the...
You gotta use speed.
Speed, yeah.
Which they have.
Sumo guys have really good leverage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They understand that. There's that one American guy in there. Remember,
right.
Remember that's beating everyone's ass?
Just because he was speed. Yep. He'd use that to his advantage. Like, oh, yep. I'm behind you, pushing you out, bitch. Yep. It's all about speed. What else do I got? I think I have one more thing.
You have a lot of stories this week.
I do. Oh, speaking of the Mighty Mouse, this motherfucker, he can't help himself. He can't help himself. So they were asking him about the Nick Diaz shit and about Henry Cejudo, who said he's not going to fight in Vegas. And, you know, would you go along the same lines and not fight in Vegas? Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say. He said, still going to fight in Vegas. That doesn't involve me. And all these people talk about rallying the fighters together. It's a shame that something like this would have to rally the fighters together. I signed the petition. I think 5 years is too long because you're pretty much done. But I don't have a ton of sympathy. Dude, just stop fucking smoking weed. He didn't say fucking in there, but he said it earlier. I understand that you need it to calm down on fight night, but maybe you shouldn't be fighting in the UFC. Maybe you should be fighting somewhere else where they allow marijuana use. Mighty Mouse, fire your fucking PR team. You should probably not even be speaking to the public. Because one, you're so small, people don't like you for being small. And that's something you can't avoid. But when you say some shit like this, and you're going against 99% of what the public thinks, a la Johnny Hendricks, you're just pushing more people away from you.
Yeah.
So, fuck. You're not helping yourself here.
Yeah. I think these guys, I mean, nobody ever learns, right? Why make statements in public, in written form, to anywhere? Why do this? It doesn't make any sense. Just keep your mouth shut. Fight. That's what you do. Stop talking.
Well, if you're going to talk for him, he should be on the right side. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody that sees this situation knows he got a raw deal, period. And you're going against the grain and basically just saying, fuck him.
Yeah.
I signed a petition, but fuck that guy. I'm still going to fight in Vegas and fuck that guy. And he shouldn't be in the UFC, so just fuck him.
That's right.
I don't even know what else to say. I mean,
because you know what? It's he needs to think of it differently in a sense where it's one of his fellow coworkers getting fucked by like the court that oversees all of the fighters. So it may not be weed, but what if he gets into a situation where something weird happens and then, oh, banned for 5 years because you took a supplement.
Exactly.
That, you know what I mean?
Was accidentally tainted, which
right.
does happen.
It happens. And now what? Oh, now fuck Mighty Mouse because
right.
he's a steroid
user? Yeah, fuck
him. No, dude, you can't have, like, people putting sentences down that are, like, so obscene that it just ruins people's lives. It doesn't make
right.
sense.
It's so. Like, you might not agree with him smoking marijuana, but you can't let a commission railroad the guy when he doesn't get a fair shake here.
No.
It's like, you have to be together. solidarity. Yeah. And he's just trying to be off on his own island, and it's not going to work out.
Yeah, you know what? I went back and looked at something, because when Diaz got busted for weed way back when, I think it was the Gomi fight, right?
Yeah.
His levels were actually well below half of what's currently allowable. But at the
time... Yeah, it's 150 right now, so he would have been like... I think, what was it before? 50?
50 or 40. I think it was at like 60. It was just a little high.
Yeah,
whatever.
I think it was 50 before.
So it's like, it's well below half as what they allow now. Right. And it's really not a fair comparison, because back then, you know, okay, he broke the rules, but it was like so minute. And the test, for that amount to show up, it means you smoke... You probably smoked weed in the last like month or two.
Right? Right. Again, it doesn't show that you're impaired at the time of the fight, and that I think that was a point someone else was making too. Is like, why don't they have a doctor assess your mental state beforehand? Can't you know?
It's difficult.
Well, as far as like having you like, okay, say you get pulled over for the police or by the police, and they suspect you of drinking, they're gonna run you through some tests, like visually, can you walk this straight line? Couldn't you do that with a fighter to see if you're high on marijuana or drunk? Like, the problem is you don't have a good test, even whatever they're doing, to prove that they're high or not high at that time. And that's why you saw them go from 50 to 150. They don't fucking know.
Yeah. Blood. They only took urine, right?
Well, I think the WADA tests were blood, is what Rogan was saying.
Okay. I don't remember.
But again, can that prove that you're high? I don't think it does.
No.
So, we're back in this quandary.
It's a shame. We'll see. To be continued on that. I'm sure there will be new happenings with the DS fight game.
Yeah, I mean, they're filing, his attorneys have filed the petition or whatever they need to do to appeal it. And the problem is you don't know how long this process is going to be tied up in the courts for. I mean, that Vanderlei one... Fuck, I want to say that was at least 6 months to a year just to get that thrown out. So you're going to tie them up in a legal process for whatever. And, you know, hopefully they can sue and get him some monetary damages for him not being able to fight.
Yeah.
And the bigger thing that we didn't mention, too, about all this shit happening to him, he can't even corner his brother fighting.
No, it's bullshit.
Like, you know what? I don't care. He should be able to corner his brother.
He should.
Regardless.
Fighting and cornering two different things.
Exactly. What does him breaking any rules, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. He should be able to corner people. All right. I don't want to go down that path again. I'm getting angry.
You're getting negative.
I'm getting angry.
Pull us back. Pull us back into the positive light.
Ask the Nuts.
Yes.
Ryan Smith asks, there's rumors of Rampage versus Rumble. Do you like that fight?
Sure. I mean, there's two angry black men ready to throw down, right? Do they have animosity? Is there beef?
I haven't heard any beef. Yeah. I don't even know if Rampage can fight, though, because, again, tied up in a contract dispute.
If there's beef, I like it. If there's no beef, I don't like it.
Who do you think wins that one?
Rumble.
Yeah. I think so. That's a tough fight, man.
Yeah, I think that's a real tough fight. Especially he's going to be angry now after what happened the last time. So
yeah. I'm not going to let someone hold me down and
have
their way with me. Ryan Smith, second question asks, between DC, Ronda, Joanna, Aldo, Weidman, Dos Anjos, who do you see losing their belt before 2016?
Aldo, DC, maybe. Those are my two. The other ones, I think they keep it.
Well, I think Weidman is number one on my book.
Really?
And I want to throw it out in order, too, just to see. Like, if I'm going to rank those people, who's going to lose it first? I think Weidman loses his belt first. Ooh, fuck. I want to say Dos Anjos second. I'm going to go Weidman, Dos Anjos, DC, Aldo, and then out of those two left, Joanna, and I don't think Ronda loses because she'll never fight Cyborg. She'll retire before she fights Cyborg.
Probably a smart move on her part.
Yeah. Why Why challenge yourself?
Always leave him wanting more, right?
Right.
Isn't that how it works?
If we only could have had that Fedor versus Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
Something like that. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. What do you guys think of this list that I found of the top 10 biggest wastes of talent in MMA history? Agree or disagree? And he says, P.S. I find those lists and don't make them. Ingo, pound sign, nuts rule.
Thank you. Either way, if you make them or you find them, I think it's pretty cool that you're
yes,
doing this.
I love it.
I like it.
Number 10 of the biggest wastes of talent in MMA history. Roger Huerta.
He had a little run, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the first MMA fighter to make the cover of Sports Illustrated. I have that copy.
I wouldn't say he was a waste. I think he just, you know, sport kind of passed him by and he had other ambitions, right?
Yeah, like street fighting.
Yeah. Knocking out fools.
Like, what was that fight of him?
Knocking out some big dude.
Yeah.
He was hitting a woman or something. Yep.
Number 9, Paulo Filho.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the biggest waste of talent, but I'll tell you what. He was the best at fighting ghosts in the octagon or the hexagon.
He was little
I think
crazy.
It was someone sending a comment about that on YouTube when we were talking about someone who missed weight. He was a champion in the WEC, and he missed weight when
that
he fought Chael Sonnen.
And I
thank you for that because I forgot about that one. But I thought that was the fight where he was fighting three ghosts along with Chael Sonnen. Remember? He's like, Chael's right in front of him. He's off, like, fighting this guy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's got problems. So I don't know if he's but he's a ghost killer. He's a ghost killer.
And probably Chael's like, whoa, dude, this is weird.
This is some next level shit.
I don't think I can hit this guy. This is, like, child abuse or something.
Something. I don't know what's going on. There he goes. And then number 8, Melvin Guillard.
Yeah, I think he should be higher on the list.
Yeah. I think he's close to number 1, but we'll see as we get up there. Number 7, Hector Lombard. I don't know. I don't think he's a waste.
Yeah.
I think it's a different level of competition going from Bellator to the UFC, because then you put Eddie Alvarez on the list if you're going to put Hector on, and he's not on. So
it's just different competition.
Yeah. Number 6, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, dude, he got sick. What do you mean the waste?
Right. He had diverticulitis.
That's tough, dude. They removed part of his body.
12 inches of his colon. Why don't you have 12 inches of something removed? See how you feel.
Yeah, I have 12 inches of my cock removed and still have some room left.
That's right. 15 pounds of cock while you're at it. Number 5, Nate Diaz.
You know what? It's funny.
And then it follows with number 4 with Nick Diaz.
I agree on both of those. I think that with the right management and perhaps a change in attitude, they both could have been champs.
Well, I was looking back, because I'm going to talk about Nick specifically. He's fought such a fucking murderer's row of people. It's so ridiculous. When you go from, like, GSP, Anderson Silva, did he fight BJ Penn even?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
I'm thinking, yes.
I don't know. I'm so messed
Robbie
up.
Robbie Lawler. I mean, he's had the list goes on and on. I mean, I can't even think of all the people.
Carlos Condit.
Yeah.
I mean, so how if well, part of that in my equation is have you fought for a title? You fought for a title.
Then you're not a waste of talent?
No, because then you've at least lived up to your potential, but you didn't complete it.
Yeah, he just,
you know,
both guys never really got their game going. And I don't know if it's part of their like whole aura, and I think their management sucks. They need to fire their management and find someone else.
Well, I think part of that wasn't that Cesar Gracie being part of the fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to load up some fight shit. That website is jacked. I tried to go there last week, and it just does not work. So your best
I got it on my phone.
Your best
I actually
bet
had that dialed
gonna,
in here.
It's going to be Wikipedia, actually.
Sean Sherk. Carl Parisian.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He fought Carl.
Gomi, when Gomi was Gomi. Frank Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
Going through. I got one more to go back. Yeah, I did fight BJ Penn. That's right.
You win that one?
Yes.
Okay.
This is 2011. It's like, fuck. So I mean, I get the point. Yeah. I just, he could have fought more. I think he laid off for like so many times. His biggest thing was just trying to hold out for more money. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's a waste. Number three, Alistair Overeem.
Nah, because I mean, he was popular. He did his thing. I don't know that he was ever as talented as everybody thought he was.
Well, I think he was at one point because he held like three titles at once. He had the Strikeforce. Dream and K1.
Yeah, he
was a motherfucker at one point. But that was when
before
he was
the testing.
Juice to the
well, sure
the gills. Yeah,
some people his body has a
change.
He takes well to the supplementation regime, as others don't, you know.
He fights at 205, and then all of a sudden he's, like, cutting to get to 265. Mm-hmm. Like, man, number two, Anthony Pettis.
Nah, I think his story is not over yet.
No, he's just injury prone.
Yep.
And that's not being a waste. He's actually held the title.
Yep.
And if you've held the title, again, not. Number one, John Jones.
Ouch. Whoa.
Biggest waste. So you're going to tell me, like, the greatest fighter in MMA history, in my opinion, is the biggest waste of talent in MMA. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
He's not.
Maybe they mean
show me an argument
of wasting his talent. Like,
well, he's derailing himself, but that's not wasting your talent because even him doing all that stuff, still the champion. Still the champion.
Yep. Can't take that away from him.
But I will flip side to the coin of that and say, Ronda Rousey, I could argue that she is the biggest waste of talent. Because if she won't challenge herself and fight Chris Cyborg, what are you doing then? You have all the skills.
Making that paper, Matt.
Well, you have all the skills, but you won't fight this person.
Nope.
Because that person could beat you. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing with your talent? Are you wasting it then? I could argue that.
I could see that. That makes sense.
The other person that's not on this list that should be, Brandon Vera. I want to hold the title in two weight classes, Ingo. I bought into that hook, line, and sinker. Fuck, man, I just love that guy.
You could also put BJ Penn in that on that list.
Yep.
If you want to include him in that.
Motivated BJ Penn.
Yep. It's very sad.
Yeah. You know, I think he was just confused. He's just an old school fighter trying to navigate in a new school way.
World. Yeah.
Weight classes. I mean, talk about a guy who went up and down.
Steroids, not steroids. Yeah. Supplements.
Him, not so much.
He doesn't even take IVs, you know, because he thinks it's not. He doesn't do it.
Oh.
Crazy.
Moving into some knowledge, got anything?
Knowledge?
Yep.
The big one is obviously we've been playing a lot of Destiny this last week or two.
Yes.
I'm really digging the new Taken King. I like the story.
It's pretty fucking sweet, man.
Just finished that Friday, and now I'm at 40, and I don't know what's next, but I guess we raid or something.
I thought you were going to say rave. Like, whoa, let's get away from that. Let's keep on the raid.
We rape and pillage.
Yes, we're pirates. Come on, Michael Bisping.
That's right.
Pirates with us.
So that's been fun. Been digging it.
Yeah. It's all about getting the gears, mm-hmm. fighting the bitches.
Yep.
Honing the noobs, as they said 5 years ago.
Okay.
We haven't done that in a while.
No.
Although when we were playing, we had four people on our team. We were fucking dominating.
I was so lost in that stupid game. Every time you guys were all, yeah, I'm like, where is everybody? What's going on? I'm like, and then every time I try to shoot someone, I unload everything I got, and they're still alive. I'm like, oh, this sucks. But I figured it out, because all my gear was like geared to like under the 170 light level, so all my gear kind of blows. Now that I leveled to 40, I noticed I got some stuff that's a little better, hopefully.
You got to get some exotic shit. You got to get an exotic gun, and then you can get that one I was telling you about. I think it performed so well. But that Rift game, as we're going to diverge a little into, that's just madness. It's like there's this fucking spark in the middle of the map, and you got the two teams of six on each side, and one person has to pick it up, and then you have to go to the other team's side and fucking basically...
It's chaos.
It's like you're trying to score a touchdown. Yeah. You got six defenders over here, and you got your team trying to plow through. And
yep.
man, I like that. There's so much action. It's so fast paced.
It's chaos.
Like, bam, 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 and all these fucking superpowers and shit going on.
Yeah, I did not know what was going on.
No, like, and then you got to understand the maps too. Like once you understand all
like,
the
where
maps.
Where are you going? I don't know. What
just run, run okay. away. I got Spark. What do I do? Run.
Yeah.
Someone clear the path.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Definitely. It's fun. If you don't have it, you should probably pick that game up. Start playing. Mm-hmm. You can get a level 25 guy right off the bat.
So. Yes, you can.
And you'll go to 40 like that within a week, with an hour a night probably.
Yeah.
That's it. Shut down.
All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.